House Bill 4001 was reported to the floor earlier in the session from the House Judiciary Committee. However, concerns from the business sector led House leadership to request the bill be sent back to address those concerns. With the changes, the bill creates the False Claims and Taxpayer Protection Act. In essence, it provides incentives for whistleblowers to report fraudulent claims to the state with protection from harassment and a portion of the winnings if the case is successful. The act is based on QI-TAM federal law, and the new committee substitute utilizes some language from Virginia's act to clear up issues that opponents felt harmed business. Opponents of the bill were not satisfied with the updated language, saying it would still allow employees to bring frivolous charges against businesses in an attempt to earn money with a sue-and-settle case, claiming that 80% of these fraud cases end in an out-of-court settlement. Delegate John Schott said the bill is a gamble at the expense of businesses.
What we've done basically is created what should be called the QI-TAM Lottery Act, which is we've created a possibility that somebody may recover a lot of money when we don't even know if there's a source of that money out there. In other words, we don't know that there is fraud going on, and we certainly don't know that it is of the scope that would justify this type of change in our law.
A portion of the Virginia bill that was excluded from the new substitute was the section dealing with claims of Medicaid fraud due to the fact that West Virginia already has an agency that deals with such claims. Director of the Medicaid Fraud Control Unit of the DAHR, Trina Crower, answered delegates' questions about the unit and how the bill would change its work, if at all. Crower said that the agency cannot currently take legal action in the claims they receive because they cannot attract or pay the qualified employees to handle that work at this time. Delegate Mark Hunt asked if the bill would change the way the unit works with whistleblowers that bring information to them.
Now, if those individuals brought you cases, I would assume that you would have the same perspective as you do with the feds and with the county prosecutors. You would work with those people in an effort to recover money.
Work with
whatever the person is who
the whistleblower.
I mean, yeah, the whistleblower, the person who works in the doctor's office that knows that the doctor is overbilling by 300%.
Yes, sir. If we had someone who worked in a provider's office that brought us information, we would accept that information and then conduct the investigation, much the same that we do now.
Debate continued as two amendments to cap attorney fees and create a loser pays scenario in cases not taken up by the state failed. Delegate Stephen Skinner said that it was an easy decision to support the bill because the benefits outweigh the concerns.
Just today, we heard from the Medicaid Fraud Unit that they need people. They can't fill positions in the Medicaid fraud unit because we don't have the money to pay them. This is a great bill that allows us to reach out into the private sector and incentivize whistleblowers to turn it in at no expense, at zero expense to the state of West Virginia.
The bill passed the committee by a vote of 15-9 and will once again be reported to the House floor. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne. In Charleston.